It was Easter Sunday morning in the year 1799. The place was a little town called Feldkirch in Austria, a town on the Rhine River with less than 3,000 inhabitants. It was about the size of Wabasha. When the people woke up on that Easter Sunday morning in 1799, they saw Napoleon's army of 18,000 men on the hill to the west of the town, ready to attack and overtake them. The morning sun glistened on the weapons of the French at the top of the hill. The people of Feldkirch believed this Easter would be the worst day of their lives. The town council hastily assembled to consult what was to be done. 3,000 men, women, and children couldn't resist an army of 18,000. Should someone be sent to the captain of the army to ask for peace? Should we raise the white flag and surrender? Then the bishop stood up, and in a voice trembling with emotion, he said, "This is Easter Sunday. This is the day of our Lord's resurrection. We must have one moment of triumph. Let us now ring all the church bells and call the people to prayer." And the people agreed. Soon the sound of church bells filled the air in honor of the resurrection of the Lord. And the streets filled with worshipers hastening to church. Napoleon's army was astounded. Why are all the church bells ringing? It didn't take long for Napoleon's army to conclude that there was only one possible explanation for such a celebration. The Austrian army had arrived during the night to help defend the town. And so even before the bells stopped ringing, the French army broke ranks and fled in fear. Ah, yes, the day of their defeat turned into a victory. The day that they were going to be captured by the enemy is the day they were set free. The day that all the people in Feldkirch were going to die was the day that all the people lived. Even in their darkest hour, they never lost hope in the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Don't lose hope in the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Don't lose hope that the power his resurrection can give to us, victory and freedom and life. Today on Easter Sunday, the resurrection of Jesus throws the enemy, the devil, into a panic. And he runs away. We could have never stood a chance against the devil and his mighty army. But in an amazing surprise, our enemy and all his evil army is defeated by one man, the God-man, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Easter Sunday is a day that we can truly, truly live. Let the power of the resurrection ring out from our churches. Let the power of the resurrection ring out from our hearts and souls. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Amen. Alleluia.